Jonah the Prophet. Through God's command, Jonah was appointed to be the prophet of the land of Nineveh, which was resided by idolaters. He invited these idolaters to worship the unique God, but they refused his invitation and said, "What are these words you're telling us? Our ancestors were worshipping these idols, and as we are the followers of our fathers, so we shall do the same." Jonah told them, "Refer to your own wisdom and see if these idols deserve to be worshipped." They replied, "You, Jonah, don't put yourself into this much trouble and don't try in vain to invite us to your God, for we are neither afraid of your God's torment, nor do we believe in you and your God. Now do whatever you wish to." Jonah, who thought that he had fulfilled his mission and that his invitation did not have any effect, left the tribe without God's permission and set out for the desert. After Jonah had left, the signs of God's torment appeared among the people of the tribe. The sky went dark and the terrible storm started, which caused the people of the tribe to realize what a great mistake they had made. Among the people of the tribe, there was a very wise and knowledgeable man who was kind and benevolent towards his people. Coming to know of the disaster expecting them, he called people and shouted, "Now these are the signs of God's torment. Following this, all men and women, young and old, rushed to the desert to pray and moan to God and ask His greatness not to send them down such a great torment. They were praying in such a loud voice that their moaning and cries could be heard all over the desert. This caused God to bless them with His kindness and mercy and to stop sending them His divine torment. On the other hand, Jonah, who had left his tribe angrily, reached the seashore after walking a long way. There he saw a group of people who were on board a ship and were about to sail. Jonah asked them to let him in. They accepted his request and let him on board. While they were sailing on the sea, a great storm started, and dreadful high waves began to strike the ship so hard that all the passengers were about to be thrown in the sea. So they decided to throw someone out into the sea by casting lots. The lot fell upon Jonah, but because Jonah was their guest and they had to respect him, the passengers cast the lot again. Again it fell upon Jonah. They did it for the third time, but the result was just the same. At this time, Jonah understood he was probably put into this trouble for leaving his tribe without God's permission. Thinking that there had to be a divine wisdom behind that event, he jumped into the sea without any hesitation and God commanded a huge fish to swallow him down without hurting him. For many days and nights, Jonah was in the stomach of the fish, and the fish was swimming deep down in the sea through the dark water. There Jonah was suffering a great grief and sorrow. So in that state of depression, he took refuge in great God and started praying to him in the darkness by saying, there is no God in the whole universe but you, and you glorious and exempted from any fault or oppression. God answered his prayers and commanded the fish to take Jonah to the seashore. As he came out of the belly of the fish, he found that he could not stand the heat of the sun, which was somehow burning his skin. So God commanded a gourd bush to grow there so that he could rest in the shade of its leaves and feed himself with its fruit to regain his lost strength. After a short time, when Jonah recovered and became sound and healthy again, God sent him this revelation: "Jonah, go back to your own tribe, for your people now do believe in God and have stopped worshipping idols." In this way, Jonah was sent back to his people, and they enjoyed a great life as long as it was destined for them by God.